We meet Texas-born Guy Roberts. He's the founder and artistic director of English language theatre group The Prague Shakespeare Company, which is currently preparing a production of Twelfth Night at the historic Kolovrat Theatre. This week, Jan Wellinger spoke to Guy Roberts and first asked him how he came to the Czech Republic.
In 2007, I was running a Shakespeare theatre in Austin, Texas, in the United States. And the city of Austin gave me a grant to come to Prague and direct Macbeth with a multilingual company that was working out of a shed, basically, in Letna. And so I came and we directed this, we did this very avant-garde production of Macbeth that was a big hit. And on my second day in Prague, it's a very cliched experience, I'm afraid. I was walking across the Charles Bridge and I realized, wow, I want to live in Europe. And I want to create an English language theater here in Prague. Because when I was here, at that time, it was really the only major city in Europe that didn't have a professional English language theater the way there is in Berlin or Vienna. And so I thought there was a real opportunity. And what I wanted to do was to create this English language theater using Shakespeare as the cultural and artistic aesthetic, the base of the work. And so I went back to Austin. I resigned my job. And 6 months later, I was here in Prague. And for the first few years of the company, I was spending about 6 months here and 6 months in America. And then in 2012, we created a partnership with Narodny Divadlo. And once we had that partnership, I knew I needed to be here full time.
Narodny Divadlo, meaning the National Theater, yes. So a big deal.
Yes, it was a really big deal. It was, to our understanding, the first time any kind of partnership like that had ever happened with an English language company from within the Czech Republic. People have asked me, what was it about the Czech Republic? I can only say I think somewhere within my DNA, my ancestors were calling to me because my grandmother was Czech. So I'm 25% Czech. And somehow when I came here, everything just seemed to kind of work for me. I think my whole life, maybe I've been looking for Pohoda in a way, and I found it.
Are you Texan as well, or are you an Austin native?
Actually, I grew up in Houston, so I'm from Houston, Texas, yeah.
Because there's no accent whatsoever.
Yeah, I can put one on for you if you need me to. No, you have to get rid of it a bit in kind of the classical work that we're doing. But as we were here creating our Shakespeare plays, we really realized that there was a whole other need that wasn't being served. And so we started branching out and offering other works in English, other classical works, musicals. We've just done our first musical, Into the Woods, which was a premiere in the Czech Republic. We're very excited about that. We've been commissioning new works. And I think one of the things that distinguishes our theater is Shakespeare is the glue that kind of binds everything together, and specifically working on Shakespeare in English. And this year alone, for example, we've employed over 150 people from four continents, from 14 different countries, and they're all coming together and they're working in this common language of Shakespeare. Because why we love Shakespeare so much is that at this moment, everywhere in the world in which any kind of theatrical performance is being given, either on a stage or in a classroom, the words of William Shakespeare are being spoken right now in English and French and Finnish, Russian, Japanese. You know, he's absolutely universal. And there's something about his plays that I think speak to us as a species on this planet. There's something about these stories that we keep coming back to. And I think a perfect example of that is the National Theatre recently opened a new production of Othello, directed by Daniel Spinar. And it's a really interesting production looking at Othello in many new kind of interesting ways. And that's why we keep coming back to the plays, because you can go see Othello, you can experience Othello 5 times a year, and in a good production, something new will come up for you.
Mm-hmm. I'm from Montreal originally, and I remember going to a party of actors, and it was basically a party like no other I've ever attended, because at one point there was kind of a game going on where somebody had prepared a list of quotes, and not just from the plays, but from the sonnets as well.
Oh, wow.
And they were having this excellent time just reciting and trying to pick up very obscure quote. So I did appreciate Shakespeare even mm-hmm. then, but I realized this is a special community.
Yeah, you know, and the odd thing about Shakespeare is that we're speaking Shakespeare every day and we don't even know it. I mean, he coined so many words that we use all the time in modern English: critic, fashionable, eyeball, bedroom, assassination. I mean, all of these words that are part of our modern vocabulary come from Shakespeare. So when people say, oh, I don't understand Shakespeare, it's such old English, it's not actually true. Shakespeare is young English. We speak old English. Our English has been around for a long time and has transformed. And I think when one of our greatest kind of compliments we get from students all the time is after our performances, students will often come up and thank us for translating Shakespeare into modern English. And we never do that. But what we do is we pay a lot of attention to the language, trying to make the language as accessible as possible. And I think when you really pay attention to the language, you understand it's not this sort of bizarre, archaic form of English. It's really everyday speech that, for the most part, we can understand 95% of it. A few of the words are no longer in use. But through the context of the other words surrounding them, you can understand them really easily.
Is this also an important aspect, given that you have many actors, players from different parts of the world as well, for whom English will not be a first language?
No, absolutely. And one of the joys we've discovered is that working with non-native English-speaking actors, they actually have an appreciation for the way the language is constructed in ways that often native speakers don't. They enjoy the sounds of the words and the way they're put together, and they really find all the nuances of meaning that can come out of a sound of a particular vowel that maybe a native speaker will blow through and not even pay attention to. So we've found in our work, you know, when we're working with Czech or Slovak or French or other non-native speaking actors speaking Shakespeare, that whole new meanings and resonances will come up from the language.
Now, you are not just a director, but an actor as well. Do you have a preference in either role for comedies, tragedies?
I don't know, you know, because if you take the greatest roles like Hamlet, Hamlet's really funny. And if you take some of the great comic roles like Falstaff, Falstaff's really sad. So I think my preference would be as an actor for the roles that sort of allow for the most ambiguity and contradictions in the character, because for me, that's really what makes Shakespeare the best writer we have of drama, is that his great characters are fully formed three-dimensional human beings with flaws and terrific aspects as well, but they're very human. And so as an actor, I really love that. For me, those are the most interesting kind of roles to play, and also as an audience member, the most interesting kind of productions to attend.
When I first came here and I saw the first performances, I think it was Waiting for Godot, my impression on acting here was that the Czech mm-hmm. approach is a little bit more theatrical. So I wanted to ask you if you felt that there was a difference between, say, American style acting and acting here.
Sure. I think there is a difference, but it's only a difference in style. I've been astounded by many of the Czech actors I've seen. I think there are fantastic Czech actors here in this country. I would say the Czech acting style is much more muscular, much more sort of vigorous and intense than you generally get in Britain and America, even though America's famous for sort of, you know, method acting and Marlon Brando kind of things. The primary reason for that is probably that most American actors are really focused on film and television, and there's a very sort of particular style that is needed for that, whereas many of the great Czech actors also play theater, and you need very different muscles. Literally, you need to breathe differently with your diaphragm if you're at Stavovsky Divadlo playing to that far house, you know.
You have to project.
Absolutely. And still at the same time give a small performance. You know, I was really struck by the differences the very first time I went to the theater here. There was a production of The Tempest at the Summer Shakespeare Festival, and Jan Tryska was in the show. And he was playing Caliban. And he's a bit older at the time, and I'd never seen a Caliban that old, but he was so lively and had such a great rapport with the audience that I realized there was something really special going on here. And, you know, frankly, one of the major reasons why I love this country is how much theater is respected and how theater artists are not just sort of cast away to the side as, oh, that's interesting. You're trying to pursue your little dream, but when are you going to get a real job? Theater is thought of as a real job in this country, and that's incredibly refreshing coming from where things are sometimes in America.
I don't know what they call them in North America, but here they're the planks, prkna.
And
it's kind of like everybody has that as the kind of a badge of honor, I think.
Yeah, no, it's wonderful. It's really amazing. One of the things that delights me about the Czech Republic is when you meet an actor, you don't say, what show are you doing? You say, what company are you with? And just by knowing the company, you know something about the actor. And it's really a wonderful tradition here.
We talked about Czech actors. There are other English-speaking companies here. Mm. I wonder, are they the competition?
I don't really think of it in terms of competition. I think as much English language work as there can be, as long as the work is good and people like it, just helps promote awareness and widens our audience. You know, also what we're doing is so specific with a focus on classical work. And we have commissioned a few new plays. We've commissioned a play on Smetana and Kafka, which we've been working on. But our work is pretty focused in the classical canon for the most part, or works that are classical in some kind of nature. Our Venus in Fur right now, for example, feels that way. So I think everything, as long as it's interesting work, adds to the community.
To ask it in a different way, do you all know each other?
Oh, yeah. We know everybody. Brian Kasp, who runs
Prague
Playhouse. He's been in many of our shows. And, you know, a lot of those other players, David Fisher, who runs Bear Educational Theater, which has been around for 20 years, which I think might be the longest English language educational theater in continental Europe. He plays with us all the time. So we all know each other, and we try to go see each other's work as much as possible, but we're all pretty busy with our own projects.